Now, don't you remember that as a child? Of exploring around somebody's garden. And there are all sorts of, well, you look at things, you see, from them low down. And you don't look over the top of everything like an adult does. And so you explore little ways that go round and through bushes. And here's a trail. And finally, it just vanishes into, it might very well be parsley. And I so vividly remember that, how magical that was. I felt I could disappear at that point, never be discovered. That there were all sorts of secrets hidden in those bushes. I never specified what they were. That was the whole point. We cannot conceive the real thing that we want. It would spoil it to do it, because then it would become a mere conception. What we're looking for is the great surprise, you see? And to the degree that we preconceive it, it will fall flat. The whole principle of the universe, you see, if Tao's principle is spontaneity, it is to accomplish a miracle without doing anything, without planning it, by exploring the relationship between doing and happening. You can explore the relationship of freedom and necessity. And you can see that as you can't visualize one without the other, that there could be a state in which you can see all process as simultaneously free and necessary. That's a contradiction in ordinary logic. But when we say of something that it happens necessarily, we are separating this happening from a cause. And that is a purely conceptual separation. Strictly speaking, everything that happens is part of the same event as its cause. You can get to a point where you understand, you look at your behavior, at the Tao, from one point of view, and you can see it's free. That is to say, it is emerging now from the void. Quite freely, quite spontaneously. From look at it from another point of view, and you can see that everything that happens, happens necessarily. Actually, the truth is neither one nor the other. These are just different ways of classifying, ways of looking at it. It's like what you call in mathematics, finding a limit. That is to say, if I have a magnet, has North Pole and South Pole. And I start at the North Pole, chopping, cut off sections, approaching the South Pole. At every point that I cut off a piece, I will have a North Pole. It will still be north, all the way until I get right to the end when the whole magnet has been chopped up and it disappears. Okay, let's do the other way. I begin from the South Pole. Every time I chop, getting closer to the north, the piece left is still south. That's the idea of a limit. So in the same way, if you approach the world from the end called necessity, and you start chopping, 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 to get to the end called freedom, it will always be necessity if you approach it that way, and you'll see everything is happening necessarily. Then if you turn it round and begin at the end called freedom, it'll always be freedom until you get to necessity and the thing disappears. For this reason now, then, the poet who speaks next to the musician most eloquently about Tao doesn't philosophize. The poet merely gives the image. This is all there is. The path comes to an end in the parsley. And one could say, enough said.